Good morning. This is the business meeting of the Judicial Council of California for June 28, 2013. The meeting is now in session. I apologize for the tardiness. Much business today. I do remind council members that our meetings are audio cast live with real-time captioning on the California Courts website. For the benefit of the Judicial Council members joining us by phone, Justice Baxter, Presiding Judge Cheryl Ellsworth, and I believe perhaps Justice Hull, and the online audience, please speak into your microphones and address each other by name so that listeners and real-time captioning readers can follow our discussion. Also, as you know, segments of our meetings are regularly videotaped for future posting on the California Courts website. Before we begin, I want to also welcome some of our newly appointed Judicial Council members. We have with us today Mr. Richard Bloom, Assemblymember Bloom, the chosen representative on council from the California State Assembly. Welcome, Assemblymember Bloom.
Thank you.
In a few moments, Assemblymember Bloom, I will be administering the oath of office. We also have newly appointed Judicial Council members who will join us officially in September. Judge Dean Stout, Presiding Judge, Superior Court of Inyo County. Welcome, Judge Stout. Next to Judge Stout, we have Ms. Charlene Inson, Clerk Administrator, 5th District Court of Appeal. Welcome, Charlene. Also to my right, we have Mr. Mark Bonino, attorney, one of the State Bar of California's four representatives on council. Welcome, Mark. We won't put you to work today, but soon, and as you know, there is much work to be done. I also want to recognize, by a show of hands, the judges from the new judges orientation who I've met with earlier. I see you. Welcome. Glad you're here. Thank you. We'd like to find you a seat if we can, and the audience will work on that. I also want to thank our internal committee chairs, that is Justice Miller, Justice Hull, Judge So, Judge Herman, Justice Baxter, and council member Ms. Edie Mathai for facilitating yesterday's new member orientation. Thank you. We're going to begin with an oath of office. As you know, since the first Congress in 1789, all who serve the people take an oath before undertaking those duties of public office. I will be administering the oath of office as a pleasure to Judicial Council member, Assemblymember Richard Bloom from our sister branch of government in the legislature. In September, I will be administering the oath of office to our newly appointed members. So I ask you, Assemblymember Bloom, to please stand and raise your right hand to be sworn.
I, Richard Bloom,
do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend
the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the Constitution of the United States.
To the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully.
And that I will well and faithfully.
Discharge the duties.
Discharge the duties.
Upon which I am about to enter.
Upon which I am about to enter.
Thank you very much. I want to say that Assemblymember Bloom and all of our members and our new members reflect the range of experiences and diverse backgrounds I believe that enrich the deliberations, discussions, and decisions of all of the Judicial Council for the benefit of all Californians. I do want to take a moment to commend this Judicial Council and former members of council from 2011 and some before who have done what I believe a great deal to improve transparency, access, and understanding of the role and the work of the Judicial Council, the judicial branch, and our court system. Real improvements with more open meetings, public comments, more efficient and accountable council committees. We have done much to enhance our role as an independent, co-equal branch of government in service to the people of California. Of course, as I mentioned in a message to the branch yesterday, we still have more work to do on this front, and I look forward to working with all of you on achieving that goal. Our first item of business is the approval of the minutes of our April 25 and 26 meetings. Have you take a look at those if you haven't already, and move adoption.
I'd make a motion to move.
Thank you, Judge Jacobson.
Second.
Second, Jim Fox. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
No opposed. Minutes are approved. Next on our agenda is my regular report to the council, summarizing my engagements and outreach activities since we last met in April, which was April 26th. I want to say that every month I meet with staff to plan and review my appointments and engagements. These commitments reflect, I think, the three key roles that the position of Chief Justice has under our Constitution. As the Chief Justice of California, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, and Chair of the Judicial Council. This last period since April, I think, reflects how those three roles are integrated and relate to one another and interconnect. From the many meetings with the Governor, Senate Pro Tem, Speaker of the House on budget, to swearing in new Judicial Council and Commission on Judicial Performance members, to visiting high schools to present civic awards, delivering commencement addresses at law schools, and meeting with bar associations. All of these activities, however, share one key goal, and that is building public understanding and trust and confidence in our co-equal independent judicial branch of government. As Justice Sandra Day O'Connor has said, the judicial branch has the power of the quill. That judicial power lies in the force of reason and the willingness of others to listen to those reasons. And I believe at Judicial Council we embody that. I am pleased that during this period, my and our reasons were heard in the legislature and with the public. I continue to meet with the media to help share our reason and reasons, and met with the California Lawyer Magazine Editorial Board in April to discuss branch issues, participated in radio interviews, and just yesterday with Justice Miller and Judge Jarre, we had a telephone press conference to discuss the judicial branch budget with legal affairs correspondents. The justices and staff of the Supreme Court attended the State Bar annual Supreme Court dinner with the State Bar Board of Governors trustees in May. But due to budget cuts, the Supreme Court suspended its June oral argument session in Los Angeles, although I, along with Frank McGuire, our clerk of the Supreme Court, attended the annual Beverly Hills Bar Association luncheon to brief them on current issues facing the judiciary. I was also honored to support our justice system partners in law enforcement by participating in the annual California Peace Officers Memorial Ceremony at the state capitol. To meet the families and officers who protect and serve was especially humbling as the wife of a retired law enforcement officer. May was also commencement season, and I provided the commencement addresses for two great California law schools, UCI, University of California, Irvine Law School, and the University of Southern California, Gould School of Law. Just as these are harsh times for our branch, they are also incredibly difficult times for young graduates trying to join our profession. But they were inspiring, and they inspire me as future leaders of our branch. This period also began and ended with outreach opportunities that I am personally very committed to through civic education and learning. To commemorate this year's Law Day theme, Realizing the Dream, celebrating the 150th anniversary of the Emancipation Proclamation issued by President Lincoln, I was honored to speak with groups of students in our Supreme Court courtroom and present my award for exemplary service and leadership to the state's law academies. These are wonderful educational programs in high schools that seek to engage high school students in learning and understanding their communities through the law. I have said that the strength of our democratic institutions relies on the public's understanding of these institutions, and I believe we have to improve civic awareness, learning, and civic engagement in California. Through my civics initiative, Your Constitution, the Power of Democracy, I had the inspiring and refreshing experience shared by some of my judicial colleagues of recognizing 22 schools throughout the state with a civic learning award for innovative civic programs and commitment to civic engagement in their communities. I personally presented the top-level Civic Learning Award of Excellence to three schools in partnership with Tom Torlakson, the state superintendent of public education. Three very different high schools, three very different populations, very different socioeconomic diverse cultures. The Alliance, Judy Ivy Burton Tech Academy in Los Angeles, San Marino High School, and Golden Valley High School in Bakersfield. These students were passionate, well-informed about the issues, willing to ask tough and probing questions, and willing to work hard for their communities. If our future is in their hands, I'm feeling pretty good about that. That concludes my report to Council.